Here on the program, Josh, what's happening today, man? It's been a while. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, not a problem, Josh. What did you think of your head coach, Coach Scheidt's dance moves Saturday evening?
To be honest with you, I thought they were a little bit more impressive than I would have thought. You know, it was a good time. It was fun. So we hope we get to do that again next year for these younger guys.
You know, is that something that you would ever have expected from Coach Scheidt now, you know, in your senior season, for him to break something like that out?
You know, I can't say I would have expected it, but at this point, nothing was surprising. He's got a few interesting tricks up his sleeve.
Boy, take us back to that performance, and you talk about, you know, complete team effort to get the sweep of CSU, you being a Parker guy right there in Colorado, not only for you, but for the entire team to win five in a row over the Rams now. What's that like for you guys?
It's huge. And, you know, like you said, it's a big rivalry game. It's the border war. We got five guys, I think, from Colorado on our team. So, you know, it's a big game just because it's a Wyoming versus CSU game, more so than the individual players on this team. And to win five in a row over a very well-coached and a very solid team is it's pretty special.
I mean, does it motivate you still, though, that you were overlooked by so many along the front range right there in your backyard? Or is that move past you now whenever you play these types of games?
That was never a big issue for me. I made the right choice and I chose to come to Wyoming. And I've always had a chip on my shoulder. This is the kind of player I am, so I get the same energy and that same fire for every single game. So I just approach every game the same way.
I want to, you know, we were talking to Coach Scheidt yesterday about one of your teammates in Jeremy Lieberman, and I said this a couple months ago. I go, man, he just reminds me a little bit of Riley Grabo. And Coach Scheidt came out and said yesterday he's got a little Riley Grabo in him. Do you see that with Jeremy Lieberman at all?
I do. I think the biggest similarity is in the hair right now. he works his tail off. He has a great shot. He works his shot. Those fingers are blistered almost. You know, the kid never leaves the gym. And, you know, he's a really smart kid on the court. And I think he's just going to get better. And that comparison between those two is going to be more evident as he matures.
Speaking of the hair, when's the McManimal? When's J-Mac gonna get to cut that do, man? That's been growing all year, hasn't it?
I'm not going to allow him to cut that do because he's shooting lights out. We call him the T-Town Sniper now. So as long as that is in effect, you're going to see the flow stay the same.
Did you say the T-Town Sniper? That's got to be right. T-Town, yeah, not
sniper.
The T-Town Sniper. I like that right there. Do you like that better than McManimal?
I think it fits him more appropriately this year. The McManimal fit him last year with that monster dunk, but he's the best shooter in the country this year, hands down. You know, the kid is deadly, so I think the T-Town Sniper fits perfectly.
And he lets that hair grow until he graduates. It's going to be all the way down to his butt.
That would be a sight to see.
Yeah, you know what? If he shoots 46% from three-point range, I don't think he'll care.
Yeah, you can wear a ponytail for all I care if you want to shoot 46%.
Josh Adams joining. Best shooter in the country, in your opinion, man. And you've probably seen a lot of them. That's high regard right there, especially, you know, the likes Buddy Hield at Oklahoma and some of these guys that are shooting lights out. I'm not going to completely disagree with you because right now he's on a streak like nobody's on in the country.
You know, the kid has always been a good shooter, but the way he's adapted his release, he gets it off so quick and still has the ability to knock it down whether somebody's there or they're not. And, you know, I played with a lot of great shooters. You look at guys like Riley Grabo, Nate Sobey, Luke Martinez especially, and, you know, I don't think I've ever seen a clinic like Jason has put on this year.
Has he got a spot down there in the deep corner outside the three-point line? He's got an X on the court or something, so he knows exactly where he is down there, because that seems to be his favorite spot.
You know, Jason just finds the opening, and, you know, he goes where people aren't when he doesn't have the ball, and that's why he's so deadly. You know, people can't lose track of him, but he specializes in making people lose track of him, and that's why he's such a deadly weapon out there for us.
Josh Adams joining us here in the Sports Zone, senior guard for the Wyoming Cowboys. Josh, who is your favorite college basketball player to watch? Not in the Mountain West, just your favorite player to watch.
Oh, wow, that's a tough one. I probably have to go with the guy Dunn from Providence. I think we have a similar style of play, both playing point guard and both, you know, scoring a lot of points. So I like to watch him and kind of, you know, focus on some of the things that he does and kind of implement him into my game a little bit. I have a lot of respect for him as a player and wish him nothing but the best as he goes forward.
Saturday at CSU, how much fun was that, knowing that that's your last appearance in Moby Gym, to go down there and have that kind of a game?
That's awesome. And, you know, we talked about, do I have a chip on my shoulder when we go play them? The answer to that is no, but it is nice to leave, and it is a little bit of extra excitement to leave Wyoming with a win over our arch rival. I can't lie there.
I had the opportunity on Saturday to be down there in the deep corner behind the Wyoming bench, and I happened to be sitting next to former CSU football coach Sonny Lubick, who was sitting up there next to me. And I got to tell you, Josh, the entire game he just kept looking at me and he says, is he like this all the time? And then he just shake his head when you would pop. He just sat there all the game and just kind of leaned back, smiled, and shook his head every time you'd hit one of those shots.
That's a pretty cool honor to have. I don't know much about him. I've never watched much CSU football, but you know, getting compliments from any coach is always a bonus.
Josh, when you look at San Diego State, what's the first thing that comes to your mind playing the Aztecs?
They're big. They're tough. You know, and Steve Fisher's one hell of a coach. You know, he has winning teams every year. And their style of play never seems to change, as it shouldn't, because, you know, they're consistently tournament contenders. You know, so that size, they protect the paint, they're excellent defenders, and they're just extremely tough, and they love to win.
Is that size and length what makes them so good defensively? I mean, listen, they're limited offensively, we know that, but they can still score, but they take pride in that defense, much like you guys too. Is it size and length that really gives teams fits?
Well, yeah, you know, they protect the paint, and Skylar Spencer is one of the best shot blockers in the nation, and Angelo Chole is no slouch either. So, you know, you get in that paint, and there's not a lot going down there. And, you know, with that kind of defense, they don't need to have a high-volume scoring team. You look at one of the best teams in our history last year, we didn't score over 60 points very often, but, you know, we locked up on the defensive end, and it worked out pretty well with winning a Mountainless championship.
When you've had your successes against San Diego State over the last few years, where has that success really come from?
You have to take the best shot you can get, and you have to capitalize on those good shots. And then at the other end, you got to completely eliminate their scoring opportunities. Like you said, they do struggle scoring the ball, as we have in the past. And we know that they're going to focus 100% on their defense. So, you know, any open look we get, we have to capitalize it on it, and we have to be prepared to capitalize on those open looks, because if you don't get those open looks, it's going to be a long night.
Got a chance to talk to your father and your brother just for a minute on Saturday at CSU. Your dad seems to be taking credit for your ups. Is that where you got them?
I'm gonna have to agree with him on that. You know, he's a high jumper in college, holding the record for outdoor NAU, I believe, at 7'2". So I really am blessed with some pretty tremendous genes. You know, as is my brother, so I can't take credit for it there.
Very good. Josh, have you come, you know, you've got three games left in the regular season, plus I know you're hoping for another run of the Mountain West tournament. Has it kind of hit you that you got two games left in the AA?
No, as far as I'm concerned, I got one game in the AA, and that's against San Diego State tomorrow. I'm going to cherish these last few games as much as I can, but, you know, right now I'm focused on the task at hand, and that's beating a tremendous and very talented San Diego State team.
You are unbelievable. We still can't break you. We try to do it all the time, and you are just unflappable, Josh. We appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, you got it. We'll give credit to the staff over there, because you've been PC the entire 4 years.
Good to talk to you, man. Best of luck. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, thanks, no Josh.
There you go.